This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you're having a great evening. I'm going to hang out here with you for one more hour as I come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. And Rocket Mortgage is giving away millions during Super Bowl 55. It's the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. You can see rules and you can enter for free today at RocketMortgageSquares.com. A big shout outs and thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs, and thank you to everybody who's been tuning in for the past 3 hours. It's been a packed show as we get ready, obviously, for Super Bowl 55. A couple of folks that I have to thank right before we went to break. Safety, former NFL safety, Will Allen, thank you for joining us, Will. Thank you to Alabama center. He's getting ready to enter the NFL in the draft. Landon Dickerson joined us. Thank you to Solomon Thomas. Solomon just finished up with the 49ers. Let's see if they want Solomon back. Let's see where he ends up playing next season. He joined us in the first hour of the show. If you missed any of it, it's simple. The freeradio.com app, you can hit rewind, you can listen just 24 hours. For 24 hours, the show will be available. You won't miss a thing. And thank you to everybody tuned in all across North America on our local affiliates. If you're listening on the app, you can listen on your smart speaker. You can listen on SiriusXM channel 206. You can contact me at JR Sport Brief, and the number here, as always, 855-212-4CBS. Before we get out of here, I need to let you know, we'll have a conversation with a Denver Bronco, Dalton Risner. I spoke with him actually earlier today, and he had some interesting thoughts as it relates to leadership, and then also the Super Bowl, and then also the Special Olympics or Special Olympics. So Dalton Risner, a conversation with him coming before we get ready to roll out. It's been an interesting night, interesting topics. You know, the Super Bowl is pretty much the centerpiece. We started off talking about the comments made by Brett Favre as it relates to Deshaun Watson and his contract. A matter of fact, I want to replay that because I'm going to compare that to another quarterback in the league right now who you could say is pretty disgruntled. This is what Brett Favre had to say to Yahoo Sports about Deshaun Watson and his trade demands.
I'm kind of old school. I think, you know, you play, you get paid a ton of money to do a certain job and just do it and let the chips fall where they may. I think we make too much money to voice an opinion, but I'm not saying he's wrong. I think it's a different day and time. And it'll be interesting to see how the organization handles it.
Okay. Now, in its totality, I think he's being hypocritical. If you think about how he ended his career and his trade demands and his flip-flopping, makes zero sense. None. And then as an overall, what does the amount of money have to do with anything? If I make an agreement with someone, less it being on paper, if you back out on your deal, whether you made a verbal agreement, or you committed to me, the piece of paper, you know, obviously it legally supersedes our agreement, but ethically, that doesn't mean it's the case. And so if Deshaun Watson was told and had was signed a contract in full confidence that he would have a little bit of sway and influence as how the organization would move forward, and they reneged or they didn't honor that, I'm not mad at him deciding to move along. And in a different circumstance, we have another player in the league who's obviously disgruntled. And that happens to be Carson Wentz. But Carson Wentz, we know, he does not have the sway. He's not at the level of a Deshaun Watson. If we were to talk about a season, give or take, a few years ago, you could say he was on the upswing. Carson Wentz was on his way to becoming one of the better and one of the best quarterbacks in the league. But that has not happened. The man has regressed. And you know what? Not everyone has sway. A matter of fact, Logan Ryan, safety, cornerback, defensive back, was on SiriusXM NFL Radio. And we know there's only going to be, you know, so many guys like Deshaun Watson who can move the needle, who can have that influence as to where they want to go. Listen to what Logan Ryan had to say about Tom Brady leaving New England and what that means for other quarterbacks. See if this is applicable to Wentz.
I think he's giving a lot of power to the players. I think what Tom Brady did leaving New England, obviously has the right to, chose his spot in Tampa. For that to work out how it has, you see other sports, you see what the basketball players are able to do. And football, you don't have that much power as a player. But Tom Brady able to successfully change teams after 20 years to a new team and have success right away. Now you're seeing these other quarterbacks saying, you know what, I'm not happy in my situation. I've done too much for this city. I've done too much for this organization, Deshaun Watson. And, you know, I think I deserve better. I think I deserve a better role. I think I deserve better management, better coaching, whatever it may be. And he's asking, you know, for his release or trade. And then you look at an Aaron Rodgers saying his future is a beautiful mystery. So you're starting to see some of these really elite players who have the leverage to say, you know what, I don't have to just play where the city that drafted me. I understand they drafted me, but I make a lot of income for the city. I do a lot of good things here. I'm allowed to be happy. I'm allowed to choose where I want to go to and choose my success.
Does Carson Wentz fit into that category? Hell no. Carson Wentz, over the past several years, whether privately, mostly publicly, he's gotten a reputation as being difficult, being hard-headed. And I'm not always a fan of, anonymous quote here and players say this. But we've heard through more than one instance that he's not likable, that he can be hard-headed, that he can be difficult to coach. And so here we went through a season where the man was benched, where the man regressed, where the $128 million quarterback finished 34th in completion percentage, that he was first in interceptions. He was sacked all over the place. And yes, he played with a ragtag bunch of who the hell is that? You would need Google to figure out who the hell these guys were on the Philadelphia Eagles and their roster. But he regressed himself. He became Superman as things started to deteriorate around him, as he started to question what was going on. Not only did he lose confidence in himself, he lost confidence in the team around him, and he showed, yes, that even in the tough times, that he was not a leader. He didn't want to speak or talk to the media. He did not want to address his future. He did not want to discuss Jalen Hurts. He allowed a lot of these rumors to sit out that he was unhappy, which is pretty obvious by his own actions and what's going on with the Eagles organization. We've had that conversation here. If you want to talk about the biggest jokes in the NFL right now, if you want to talk about who stinks, who's basically a three-ring circus, I don't think Ringling Brothers exists anymore because, you know, I guess they mistreated the animals. All you got to do is look at the Eagles, or you go ahead and you take a look at the Texans. They want to keep Watson, even though that situation is toxic. The Eagles are trying to figure out how they improve on 4 wins from last year. Even though they're over the cap, even though their entire roster, I mean, come on, Alshon Jeffrey, DeSean Jackson, you got to think about some of the guys that they have on the defense and what the hell you do with some of these dudes as they get older. What happens with a Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox and who's hurt, who's healthy, who's injured, who can show up, who's available, who can play? The Eagles don't have any type of quick fix right now. They're going to be selecting sixth in the draft. Hopefully they're smart enough to actually select a wide receiver who's not guesswork. Hopefully they can select someone and say, oh, let's not take the fifth or sixth best wide receiver and miss out on guys like Metcalf or Justin Jefferson because we want Rager. Get it right this time. Get it right this year. The Eagles, that Super Bowl title, as we all know, it's in a rearview mirror. The Eagles aren't getting closer to the Super Bowl. The Eagles really need to go into a full rebuild. And so Adam Schefter, he was on 95 or 97.5, the Fanatic in Philly, and this is what he had to say about Carson Wentz's future in Philly.
He wants to leave the franchise. That's why the trade still is in play. This is all real, and this is made up, right? And just because he would like to be moved doesn't mean he will be. If I had to guess, I would guess he is traded. That'd be my guess, okay, at some point this offseason. But again, they're not just going to trade him. They're not looking to get rid of him. They're not.
Yeah, you don't have to look to get rid of him. But they should. If they can, they should get him the hell up on out of town. What do the Eagles gain based on their franchise, where they're at, new coach, new offensive coordinator? What do you get by keeping Wentz around? Do you feel that they're going to turn things around that quickly that Wentz is going to lead them to a Super Bowl? I wanted to say back to a Super Bowl, but we know he got hurt and Nick Foles did it. He had to watch just like everybody else. Obviously, there are some other teams out here that could benefit by having a different quarterback. And we have heard this ad nauseum that the Indianapolis Colts would probably be the best destination for Carson Wentz. That he could reunite with Frank Reich. That his career can continue on an upswing, that he would be a missing piece or element. We know where Matthew Stafford is playing. He's going to be in Los Angeles. You can kind of X him out. The Indianapolis Colts have made it clear that they want to look forward to having a veteran quarterback who can help them potentially go to the Super Bowl. They think that they are a quarterback away. Who would be the best fit or option for them? And it is a natural fit for them to go for Carson Wentz. I don't think he's going for no damn first round draft pick. I think he's fallen that damn far. I don't know if he'll be valued there. He's pretty much damaged himself. And I think it is time for the Eagles to get Wentz the hell up out of there. See what you have in Hurts. You drafted him, you might as well. Howie Roseman, I mean, he's drafted a lot of guys who aren't even in the league anymore, who haven't contributed. But Hurts doesn't look like he's going anywhere. See what you have with him. We saw him provide a spark to the offense when he was in there, something that Carson Wentz didn't have the confidence or wherewithal to even do. So I think it is time for Carson Wentz to go. I just don't know if the Eagles will be able to get rid of him. Where the hell does he go? Besides the Colts, I mean, do the Denver Broncos, do they move off from Drew Lock? It seems like the Denver Broncos every season, every other year, I feel like John Elway, and I know he has graduated up a spot so he doesn't have to deal with the day-to-day roster issues. I feel like he just takes a dart, and he has photos of quarterbacks on his wall. And he just throws a dart at available quarterbacks, and he goes, go get that guy and try him out. Because the Broncos have been looking for a serviceable franchise quarterback since John Elway. That's quite some time. So I don't know if Wentz will go, but I certainly believe the time is now to get rid of him. I know he's sitting on that $128 million contract. I believe he has a roster bonus if he's on the team, if he's not traded, if they don't come to an agreement prior to the beginning of the next league year, next month in March, they're going to have to pay him. And at that point, you might as well keep him. You'll be screwed not to. Are they going to come to an agreement on a trade over the next several weeks? I'm not so sure. I think Wentz will be on the team, and I think they'll be stuck with the guy unless the Indianapolis Colts decide, okay, we will go ahead and take our 21 overall pick and send it to Philly. I think that's the only way. I think the Colts are their last chance to get Carson Wentz the hell up on out of Philadelphia and allow them to move and rebuild. Because you might have won 4 games last season. What do you think you're improving to next year? Is it legitimate for the Eagles to approach next season like they are a playoff team? Or are you just thinking about how bad the NFC East was last year? Oh, we can improve by 3 games and accidentally fall in. No. The Eagles are just as bad, or let me not say that. The Texans are worse than everybody, but the Eagles can certainly give them a run for their money. And so is it time to trade Carson Wentz? Yes. Yes, it is. But I also think unless the Colts come to save them, I think the Eagles will probably be screwed. And Carson Wentz, what else is new? He'll just be a grumpy-ass guy looking across the room at Jalen Hurts. But do yourself a favor this year. Just get a wide receiver right out the gate. I want to take your phone calls. You know the number. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Carson Wentz, Adam Schefter says, this guy's unhappy, we know. He says that the Eagles are listening to calls to trade him. Yeah, we would figure. But do you think it's time for him to leave? Do you think it's time for the Eagles to move on? Where the hell would Wentz go? I think he needs to leave sooner than later. They better figure it out. I think the Colts can do it. 855-212-4CBS. Your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You heard the number. 855-212-4CBS. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about Carson Wentz. Adam Schefter says, listen, this man wants out of Philly. And the Eagles, they're not proactively trying to push him out, but they are certainly listening. I think the time is up. I just don't know, like, what would the market be? He ain't going for no Matt Stafford-type deal, multiple first-rounders. That ain't happening, I'm sorry. I think the best bet for him is if Frank Reich and the Colts just say, oh, yeah, we got to have him. Outside of that, oh, who else? Like the Broncos? I'm afraid that if he doesn't get shipped out over the next several weeks or at least an agreement come to, you can't officially have trades until next month, they will be stuck together. New head coach, new offensive coordinator, how about you start over? See what Hurts has. Get Hurts a weapon. Draft a wide receiver. Let's keep this moving. Get Carson Wentz the hell up out of here. And as I just tweeted, I said misery loves company. Carson Wentz is miserable, and the Eagles are granting him company because they're equally as terrible. I think they need to go. They need to separate if they can. I'm going to take your calls. What are your thoughts? 855-212-4CBS. I got to remind you, you should know this. This is not the Texans. This is not the Eagles. These are good teams. This Sunday, you can join CBS for the biggest event of the year. It's Super Bowl 55. The best quarterback in the game, Patrick Mahomes, he leads the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs against legendary quarterback Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Coverage begins 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific, with JB and the guys on the Super Bowl today, all leading up to kickoff, which is at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. This Sunday, Super Bowl 55 is on CBS. A full show with you tomorrow. Emmett Smith will be joining us as we get you ready and warmed up for Super Bowl 55. I've waited 2 whole weeks. I'll finally give you my thoughts on how I believe the game will end up. But let's get these bad teams out the way. Let's get the circus clowns out the way. That happens to be the Texans, but right now, the Eagles. What do you do with Carson Wentz? Let's go to Charlotte, North Carolina, and talk to Ryan. Ryan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you do with Wentz?
Hey, JR. I think Wentz does need to go. I think the Colts probably are the best fit right now, but I'm not real sure where else. But this particular offseason is a very interesting one for quarterbacks in general. So I think they can get, I think they could get somebody. I mean, we don't know, the Panthers here in Charlotte, they're not sold on Bridgewater anymore. We don't know. I mean, Deshaun Watson's probably got almost every team with the exception of Tampa, Kansas City, and Detroit and the Rams probably looking at him. So I think he can go somewhere, and they need to get him out. It's become very toxic, and we don't know what Big Ben and what Drew Brees are going to do. We don't know if they're both going to retire, if they're going to play another year. We just don't know. A lot of question marks with quarterbacks this year. So this might be the time if they want to get Wentz out. This probably is the year that to go ahead and do it. Probably
no doubt about it, Ryan. And thank you for calling from Charlotte. If you think about just the financial implications, like he's owed a bonus if he's on the roster for next season, which officially begins next month. They'd be cooked. If you're going to get rid of him, you got to figure that out sooner than later. Kevin is calling up from Louisville. Kevin, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, what's up, man? Hey, Stu let me in last night. I'm sorry about that hiccup I had with the 49ers with Dwight Clark. Anyway, what you're talking about, Wentz, he's going to be a backup somewhere.
Oh, my
goodness. He's a backup. Yep. He's a backup quarterback because the game is changing, and how it's changing. He's backup. And my team, the Niners, they need to get rid of Jimmy.
Kevin, that's the thing. We know that there are quite a few quarterbacks who are going to be available. This is the off season, and it's already happened, obviously, with Goff going from LA to Detroit, where the Lions probably don't even give a damn about him, and Stafford gets a fresh start in Los Angeles. Yeah, we're going to see some quarterbacks move. I believe Watson will end up somewhere new. You could take a look at Garoppolo. Why would the Niners, why do they want Jimmy Garoppolo? He doesn't play. Sam Darnold is likely to end up somewhere new. The New England Patriots also are still trying to figure out their quarterback situation. A name that is not even mentioned, this is going to sound like a joke, he may have to fight for a job, Gardner Minshew. He's probably not going to be long for Jacksonville when they probably snatch up Trevor Lawrence. So there's going to be a whole lot of quarterback movement. You have a veteran, Cam Newton. Where does he go? We talked about Jameis Winston. I say he should stay in New Orleans. So there are a lot of question marks. John is calling from Toronto. John, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How you doing, brother?
I'm great. What do you think about Wentz?
You know what, man? It's a sad situation. Just a couple of years ago, he was looked at as being on the verge of greatness, right? He's competing for MVP, and just people thought this guy's going to be the next, top 5, top 10 quarterback. And obviously, how quickly he's fallen, his confidence is obviously shattered. So they should try to trade him. It's going to be a very difficult contract to trade to get anything. Even to just get the salary off your books is going to be hard. But one option is the Jets. because whatever, it's the Jets. You might as well give a talented quarterback a chance who's had past success there.
John, I must tell you.
Go ahead.
I am almost certain that the New York Jets will not touch this man. You could throw that entire idea out of the window.
Okay, all right. Another idea is a reclamation project by Belichick. You know, try him a younger version, a slightly less broken down version of Cam Newton. Maybe give him a try in there and see if the best coach in the NFL can reclaim him. That's another thing they possibly could do. And another thing is maybe put him in as a backup in a place like Pittsburgh, serve under Big Ben and that stable franchise for a year or two, and then maybe rebuild back his career.
Well, John, those are some interesting scenarios, and thank you for calling from Toronto. I think if any scenario is more likely than not from what you just named, the Jets, New England, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, you can probably also forget about. And they're not going to bring on that salary just to babysit and learn from Roethlisberger. It might be New England. That is if Belichick has interest and sees talent that he thinks he can move forward with. But the Jets and Pittsburgh, Mike from California, what do you think about Wentz? Should they try to hold on to him? Do they pay him? Can they fix him? Is it time to go?
Well, yeah, I totally agree with you. Well, the overall situation, in my opinion, the best situation will be just to go ahead and trade him. Because here's the thing I have a problem with, the whole thing about Wentz, is that, okay, you know, he signed this big contract, and he's a great quarterback, okay, but he wasn't having a good year, okay? And what is the coach's responsibility to a team? It's to try to put the best players on the field and try to win football games. So the coach had decided to make a change and bring in the backup quarterback, and let's see what happens. Well, my problem is Wentz, instead of being an adult about the whole situation, and saying, okay, that's fine. I'll watch and learn from the sidelines. See, how can I get better as a player to improve myself? You know, he was a crybaby about the whole thing and said, okay, I'm just not going to play. Forget about it. You know, and the thing is, and Jalen Hurts, let me say this, and I don't know if Jalen Hurts is going to be an all-star quarterback, okay, but I think some people are underestimating him. You know, he was a rookie coming out of college, and you're right, they drafted him for a reason. Why not at least get, if the team's not winning and Wentz is making a lot of turnovers, at least give him a chance to see what happens. So that's my whole situation about it. But I think Wentz, if he wants to be an adult about the thing, is be a team player, okay, you know, incorporate, okay, if I need to sit on the sideline trying to improve myself, I will. But if you don't want to play at all, then they need to go ahead and trade him and get rid of him.
I hear that. And thank you, Mike, for calling from California. We've heard that. And we've seen it. It's obvious. This guy was shell-shocked from the moment that Hurts was drafted. And a lot of us were surprised. Who would expect that they just would draft another quarterback? It's like, what do y'all do? Y'all think Hurts is going to be a Taysom out here? Like, what is this about? And obviously, it shook his confidence from the moment that he was selected. And he didn't play good enough. And he's not a good enough teammate to pretty much demand that respect and command it in the locker room. I think it's time for him to go. I'm going to take more of your phone calls, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on Carson Wentz? And then I want to share with you a conversation that I had with Broncos guard Dalton Risner. Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. Here I am. And that platform is coming right now. I'm going to get back to more of your calls. Carson Wentz, what do you think should happen with this man in the Philadelphia Eagles? Let's not waste any time. Let's get to Corey calling from Baltimore. Corey, you are on CBS Sports Radio.
What's happening, JR? Good morning, bro. But, yeah, man, I'm a diehard Colts fan, man. You don't understand the rip that I get with being in a household with a whole bunch of Ravens fans, you know? But everybody failed to realize that, you know what I'm saying, Carson Wentz, his first 3 years in the league, you know, he was under Frank Reich. And those were the best years, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the man's system. I need Chris Ballard and Jim Irsay to put them two craniums together in the same way how they jumped on Rivers last year when the Chargers released them. They need to jump on Wentz, man. We got the cap space. We got the picks, man. Just go in and put it out there and go in and grab them up, man. you know?
Yeah, I hear you, Corey. I think that's the most logical landing spot. I think that makes more sense than anything. Steve is calling from Baltimore. Steve, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Happy Super Bowl week. I got to agree with your previous caller. You know, Indy might take a shot. They took a shot with Rivers. I personally think the guy is injured up and done. Only other place I can see him go is maybe Denver. He fits Elway's type. You know, he's tall, he's white. Christ, they took a chance on Flacco. So besides those two teams, I just see the guys as, you know, he might be a second stringer. Pittsburgh, no way. I think they already were working on Haskins, if I'm correct. So
yeah, that's why I threw that idea out the window. One of our previous callers mentioned the Jets and Pittsburgh, and I was just saying that made no sense to me.
Starting Steve, job, I think it's going to be one of them two teams.
Most definitely, Steve. I agree with you. Thank you for calling from Baltimore. Let's go down to Jacksonville, Florida. Anthony, what are your thoughts?
So I want to talk about, like, a little bit about the Jalen Hurts and the Carson Wentz. All right? So I honestly feel like each one of them has weapons better than the other, right? And I still feel like that team is going through some complications. Outside of that, as a coach, it's a difficult situation. I don't know what you should pick. I mean, it seems like the players are behind Jalen Hurts. Like, when that happens, I don't know what you should do.
Well, if you were in charge, what would you do? Would you keep Carson Wentz, or would you try to get him out of Dodge?
Well, I think Carson Wentz is, like, more of the passing game guy, and I get it, you know. And I'd probably go that route.
So you would try to keep him?
Yes. With that being said, they need to give him weapons. Wow. You see, like, Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay. They're bringing him weapons. Like, I mean, they already had Mike Evans and Godwin.
Right,
they're bringing
him
Gronk, and they're bringing Fournette.
Anthony. You know. Well, no, I hear that, Anthony, and it's a totally different situation. Forget weapons. And I think you said this, if I didn't confuse you with another caller. I'll say this in a different way. The Eagles suck, okay? They have a lot of problems. They have a lot of issues that extend outside of trying to figure out their quarterback situation. But you have to start somewhere. And one of those things that you have to figure out is, okay, we've made a commitment to pay this man $128 million. What do we do with him? Ben from Boise, go ahead.
Yeah, buddy. JD. Yeah.
Go ahead, Ben. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so this is how I kind of look at it, okay? So Carson Wentz gets injured, right? And then the backup quarterback comes in, wins the Super Bowl, becomes the MVP of the Super Bowl. And I just really think that really played on his psyche. Like, I'm the starting quarterback. Like, that guy's the MVP. So I think that's really played on Carson Wentz's psyche, you know?
Yeah, I think that's obvious. He's broke. His brain is broken. He lacks confidence, and I think that's more than evident. You think it's time to move on?
Yeah, I mean, and so, like, which team is going to take him, you know? I mean, it's kind of like you're thinking, like, which team is actually going to take on this guy, you know? Like, I mean, could you imagine, like, being the starting quarterback, getting hurt, and then the backup quarterback comes in, wins the Super Bowl and becomes the MVP of the Super Bowl, right?
Well, Ben, I'll tell you, that's the cost in doing business. And thinking of quarterbacks, thank you for calling from Boise. There was a guy, his name was Drew Bledsoe. He got his ass knocked out by Mo Lewis. And some guy named Tom Brady took over, and his ass is still playing, and he went on to become the greatest of all time. Roger's calling from Portland. Roger, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, JR. I love the sound of your voice. It's got a real nice tone to it.
Thank you so much, Roger. What are your thoughts on Carson?
I think definitely he shouldn't stay in Philly, and I think that New England could make him a good quarterback again.
Oh.
And New England's got a lot of talent and depth they could
do that.
Trade to Philly that would help them out.
All right. Well, thank you, Roger. Appreciate you. I think the Patriots, they have their own issues as they're in a transitional period. But yeah, if Bill Belichick decides to go for Carson Wentz, then I'm going to believe in Bill Belichick. That's just the reality. Something else that I believe in before I roll out, and we got a full day tomorrow. Emmett Smith will be joining us. I want to share with you some thoughts from Dalton Reisner. You know, all this week I've been sharing with you special stories from my friends like Bianca Belair as it relates to Special Olympics. Tomorrow we have a WWE champion, Drew McIntyre. He will join us. But I spoke to Dalton Reisner, and if you are an educator, if you work with a school, if you have a child, if you don't, it doesn't matter. We're all involved in education for the most part in some type of way. A Special Olympics has a unified champion schools program where schools can get involved to help pretty much just, diversify what's going on and to bring together folks, whether you have an intellectual disability or you don't. So Dalton Reisner, guard for the Broncos, somewhere that Wentz might go, as we said, I asked him specifically why Special Olympics are special to him.
Their motto, talking about the power of sport to bring a world full of inclusion, you know, that's what I'm all about. The NFL is great. I love playing the NFL, being a left guard number 66, but you know, what's more important, what defines me more, is the impact I have down here on earth and being a part of an organization that preaches inclusion. And you mentioned it already, their unified schools. That's just one outlet that they have. I mean, they work with leadership, inclusive health, sports, unified schools, you name it, they do it. And the word that it all centers around is inclusion. And I think why we're down here is to include everybody, shape, color, size, where they talk, where they're from, what they believe, no matter what it is, how we come together. I learned that through the sport of football, and I learned that through Special Olympics. And that's something that they not only preach, but they represent that and they walk that out. I saw that firsthand last year in Miami out at the Super Bowl. I went to my first unified champion school, and it was phenomenal, man. So I'm honored to be a part of the organization. I get to hang out with guys like Steven and Jordan. I get to make friends with them, lifelong relationships. And, man, I look up to them, I guarantee, more than they look up to me, man. These guys are pretty cool.
And who are Steven and Jordan? Well, they happen to be Special Olympics U.S. Youth Ambassadors. Jordan, he has a organization that he started called Shoeless Ones. He basically collects brand new shoes and he donates them to folks who need them. Listen to Jordan explain what he does.
I have a nonprofit organization I created with my little brother, and it's called Shoeless Ones. And essentially the idea is that we collect and donate fairly athletic shoes, like cleats or just running shoes. And we give them to underserved communities who aren't really accessible to the shoes that we are.
Pretty cool now, isn't it? And Steven, he plays just every sport imaginable, soccer, he runs, basketball, cycling. He raises money for Special Olympics. And it's amazing what he does. I asked him, how does it feel to be a leader?
I help out my teammates on the soccer field and the track and basketball, and I just help them out by showing them and being a leader.
Hey, someone who would know how to be a leader, it's not Carson Wentz, but Dalton Reisner knows how to be a leader. This is why he says it is important to get involved in Special Olympics.
You get to meet Special Olympic athletes and unified partners like Steven and Jordan. I can't help but smile just sitting here on the Zoom with them and you, man. It's such a blessing and a great opportunity. So they get to meet Special Olympic athletes that I can personally say have changed my entire life. You might join an organization thinking that you're the one that's supposed to be making an impact, thinking that it's all about you and a selfish mindset, which is exactly what I did 8 years ago. And ever since that day, I found out that they were the ones impacting me. The Special Olympics organization is the one that's impacted me. I hope I've had a little impact, but it's changed my life completely. It's humbling. It's great to be around people that have such high energy and they smile and they're truthful and they're honest and they're good to other people. They have kindness. You know, that's so refreshing in a world that we live in today. And if they want to find out more about it, they can go to SpecialOlympics.org, man, GenerationUnified.org. You know, that's a big reason why we're on here is we want to bring other people. We want other schools to hear about this and see how they can bring Special Olympics to their school and they can bring inclusion into their school and make that a part of their everyday life. So if they want to check out social media as well, at Special Olympics on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And after all that, man, they'll be fully linked up and ready to go.
Hey, you heard what Dalton had to say. Go ahead and check that out, specialolympics.org. And so tomorrow, we'll have a conversation with WWE champion Drew McIntyre, as well as NFL Hall of Famer Emmitt Smith. And obviously, Dalton Risner playing in that AFC West just constantly with Patrick Mahomes. I know he doesn't want to see that guy succeed on Super Bowl Sunday. We'll see how that goes down and rolls. But listen, folks, it's been a hell of a show hanging out here with you. Man, I told you Brett Favre, hypocrite. I told you Carson Wentz, crybaby. I told you about the weather. I would favor the Buccaneers if the weather is bad. And ultimately, Jameis Winston, yeah, I think he could potentially be the next option to explore for the Saints as they look into their quarterback situation. So tomorrow, we're going to get you set for the game. Tomorrow, my last show before Super Bowl 55. I'll get you ready. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can reach me at JR Sport Brief, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you to super producers Stu Kovacs, Will Allen, Landon Dickerson, Solomon Thomas. I appreciate all of you. I'll catch you tomorrow. Amy Lawrence is up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.